at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, June 25th, 25 edition. Couple of text messages that I just noticed during the break. Rod Wheeler down in Baldwin area. Sounds like Agenda 2030 to me. Exactly. See, previously, Agenda 21 was the one world globalist plan for America. Well, we got past 2021, so now it's called Agenda 2030. Everybody riding bikes, getting rid of cars, especially in cities. I've noticed this going into Traverse City a lot in dealing with Vicky's medical issues for the last few months. Now that it's spring, now summer, bikes everywhere. And these people, and I have to be honest, when I saw the old man and the old lady riding the bike right down the middle of, I believe I was on 8th Street, they have a painted bicycle lane. It's about 2 feet wide on the shoulder. I blew my horn. They scooted over in the bicycle lane and I passed them. You don't get to ride down the middle of the road, 25 miles an hour, little side street there in Traverse City. You don't get to ride your bike down the middle of the road. Sorry, especially when there's a painted, designated bicycle lane, let alone a sidewalk. Don't even get me started about this one. But yeah, they now, passing in the Senate, going to send it to the House. The governor will sign it, increasing penalties if you hit a bicyclist, even if they're riding right down the middle of the road. Whatever. This is the kind of garbage that we're dealing with in Lansing. Can you say part-time legislature, folks? Again, if we went back to having a part-time legislature, they wouldn't even be in Lansing right now. A budget would have been passed before April. A few bills would have been passed, and they'd be out of there. But no, they're talking about felonies if you strike somebody riding a bike. Got it. Any doubt why this state is so screwed up? Lara, changing codes, changing rules, making it more difficult for builders and manufactured housing builders, developers in the state of Michigan. And they wonder why we have a housing shortage. Another typical example. Again, part-time legislature would eliminate this. Bills designed to prevent the cost of tickets for events from being artificially driven up past the House yesterday, 104-1. House bills 4262 and 4263 aim to address the issue in online ticket buying world, in which ticket bots buy up retail price tickets and then resell them on a third-party website for however much a fan is willing to buy them for. in some cases, it ends up being thousands of dollars. State Representative Mike Harris, Republican of Clarkston, House Bill 4262, would allow the Department of the Attorney General to investigate violations, and the offender could be fined up to $5,000 for each ticket they acquire, which would then be deposited into the general fund of the state's budget. Democrat Representative Mike Mafal of Hazel Park sponsored 4263, which establishes the Event Online Ticket Sales Act to ban ticket bots that work around and negate the effects of security measures or access control systems. That means if an individual worked around a ticket purchasing limit via electronic queue, a pre-sale code, or validity measures, they'd be in violation of the act. In his floor speech, the Republican Harris said it's time to take swift action on the issue, referencing the 2022 sale of Taylor Swift's tour, where scalping followed the entire tour she was out performing at concerts. He went on to say, this isn't just about Taylor Swift concerts. Although the great war over her Era Tour ticket was the moment I knew, that's actually one of her songs, and so many others did, that we needed to act on ticket bot problems of ticket sales. Well, in the committee, both Live Nation and StubHub wrote cards of support for the bills. The House also adopted State Representative Josh Shriver's H.R. 128. This encourages Michigan law enforcement agencies to enter into 287G agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, that allows local enforcement agencies to enforce certain federal immigration policies. During Shriver's floor speech, House Democrats called a point of order that was dismissed, and they all banged their hands on their desk in opposition. And, of course, shouted nay during the voice vote. Okay, seriously, Democrats? This is where you want to stand on this issue. Heading into next year's big election, 2026, everybody at the state level and Congress and U.S. Senate are on the ballot. And a resolution encouraging Michigan law enforcement agencies to enter into agreements to help ICE enforce federal immigration policies, the Democrats not only shouted no, but pounded on their desk in opposition. This is the position you want to have heading into 2026. I just want to make sure we're clear on this. And you have to ask yourself, people, why is it they are so opposed to getting rid of illegal immigrants in our country, in our state? Well, I've done a little research on this, connected the dots. You know what this comes down to? Representation in the United States Congress. It's not so much that they care about illegal immigrants. It's not so much that they care about them having the right to vote. What it has to do is the number of members of Congress each state gets based on population. In the United States, birth rates are down. We are not birthing 3, 4, 5 children families anymore. The only real growth potential of our population is coming from immigration, both legal and illegal. And that's how they see their representation going up, is based on a higher population in certain districts where they then can get Democrat control. This is a political strategy. And this is their way of seeing how they can grow their Democrat majorities. So that's okay. Just want to make sure everybody in Michigan understands that Democrats are against federal immigration policies. Totally against local law enforcement helping federal agencies to enforce these policies. Got it. Just want to make sure everybody knows heading into next year's election. Now, one other interesting point on this. Supreme Court gave the green light, I'm sure you've heard by now, to Donald Trump's ICE and Homeland Security being able to go forward in deporting illegals out of the country. If they fear for retribution to go back to their home country, no problem. Trump administration can deport them to other third world countries that will accept them. Well, part of the groups moving forward, we talked about a short story yesterday, breaking live. ICE is targeting 12 major Iranian nationals that are believed to starting sleeper cells here in the United States. So far, they've captured 10 of the 12. They've got 2 more to go. And they will be kicking them out of America as well. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number two. Just moments ago, speaking in the Netherlands, Donald Trump, flanked by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, talking about NATO, talking about what's going on in Iran. U.S. strikes on Iran were very successful, according to the president. Well, one very liberal, woke agency leaked it out that the initial assessment was that the attacks were not that successful. Their report said specifically low confidence of success. Well, General Jack Keane on Fox News said that first of all of the sources of intelligence, Israel, boots on the ground, the International Atomic Agency needs to go in and do assessments. All of the intelligence reports then have to be written and compared before final determination is actually produced, a final report, if you will. Well, it's obvious that there's a leak inside this one agency and that the leaker is not a Trump supporter. It's very clear, very obvious, based on the fact that the story did not name any sources. They're going to go with anonymous tips, right? Really? And the fact that they gave them to CNN and the New York Times, obviously, is a way to undermine the success of these attacks. Got a very simple question. If the strikes on their nuclear facilities were not successful, why has Iran agreed to a ceasefire? Very simple. If those attacks did not do what Donald Trump and the military said they did, wiping out, obliterating their nuclear energy enrichment capabilities, their facilities, killing off their nuclear scientists. If it didn't happen, then why did Iran agree to a ceasefire? They would never agree to a ceasefire unless they felt they were winning. The reason you give up a fight is because you're getting your butt kicked. Okay, we've had enough. We're done. Please stop bombing us. Now, of course, this is a tactic so that they can start rebuilding their nuclear program, of course. But the question is going to be very simple. Is that what the majority of the Iranian citizens want? They want to go back down that road? They want to start rebuilding their nuclear ambitions? Well, if that's not what the people want, then there has to be a revolution. It's that simple. They're going to have to stand up and take over their country. Cannot be done from outside forces. It can't be Donald Trump, the United States, doing it. It cannot be Bibi Netanyahu from Israel. It's got to be the people from within Iran. So we'll keep monitoring it. Reports are right now too soon to know. There's absolutely no way of knowing. So one of the things you have to look at is the fact that the people are going to decide for themselves what kind of country they want and who do they want in leadership. We'll see where this goes. But the bottom line, Donald Trump is telling these foreign members of NATO, you've got to absolutely up your game. You absolutely have to increase the amount of spending that you're doing into NATO. If it's going to be a thriving, serious military to defend countries when outsiders, evil, bad doers want to come in and take over and attack these member states, well, then we have to have a serious force that will stop it. And it's going to take more funding than what you guys are currently doing. 2% of your GDP is not enough. Well, Spain is standing up against Donald Trump's proposal, saying they won't spend that much. We shall see. We shall see. So the bottom line, those meetings are ongoing. We'll see where it goes. We'll continue monitoring it, watching what happens. Any reports come out of it, we'll definitely let you guys know. We're going to shift gears and go in a new direction here. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.